Vatican Radio's film critic Peter Malone talks about a Canadian film that was entered for the 2011 Oscar for Best Foreign Language. It also won two awards from Cygnus, the World Catholic Association for Communication, in Hong Kong and in Washington, D.C. The film is called Monsieur Lazare, the name of the protagonist. He's a schoolteacher and a political refugee from Algeria who deals with a number of issues such as grief, counselling, building trust and binding with schoolchildren. Peter told me it's a very fine and moving film.
I really liked Monsieur Lazare, and I think, when people ask me some of my favourite films, I think this will be on the list. It's a very beautiful film. We saw it in the original French-Canadian rather than dubbed. It actually was nominated for Best Foreign Language Film Oscar last year. And when I saw it, I thought, well, why didn't it win? So I thought I'd better look up. I couldn't remember which film won. And then I found it was the Iranian film A Separation, which is also a wonderful film. So
yes, maybe we can talk about The Separation next time. It is a beautiful film.
Yes, so there was very tough competition last year. Monsieur Lazare shouldn't have won two awards from Cygnus. We have a rule that the film should receive only one. But we can't control entries into festivals. And about four times it's happened that the same film has been shown at two festivals within a week or 10 days of each other, and both festivals liked the film so much they gave it an award. And this was Hong Kong and Washington, D.C. this year. Within a week of each other, both gave Monsieur Lazare an award.
Well, why don't you tell us why you liked it so much?
Well, just on the filmmaking, the attention to detail in every scene, I thought, brought the whole thing vividly to life, the characters, the situations. It was very rich in detail. I think if I saw it again, I'd probably discover a lot more. You can't say that about every film, but my impression is that there was a great attention to detail. But having said that, I was very much arrested by the opening of the film, an overhead shot of primary children playing in a schoolyard in Montreal. And then two little kids who seem to be friends, although a bit of tension, and one of them has to go to collect the milk for the beginning of the school day. And as he gets the milk and goes to his classroom, he sees the teacher hanging from the roof, which is a bit of a shock, but you find that in the first minute or two. And the teachers then have to hurry the children out so that they won't see what has happened to their teacher. But the effect of the death of the teacher on the children and on the parents pervades the whole film.
Okay, mais le remplaçant arrive quand?
Je passe à travers mes listes. Personne n'est disponible. Personne va entrer ici après ce qui est arrivé.
Now, the title character, Monsieur Lazare, he turns up to the principal's office and offers to be a substitute teacher.
Bachir Lazare, je viens pour le poste.
C'est juste qu'il y a des procédures à suivre.
J'ai enseigné pendant 19 ans dans une école primaire à Alger. Et moi, je suis disponible tout de suite.
And he says he has qualifications from Algeria and he's seeking citizenship in Canada. In fact, he's a political refugee. And he is given the job. And so it becomes very strongly a film about a very good man and his relationship to the children, just as a teacher and as a friend.
Une chrysalide, c'est un insecte entre la chenille et le papillon, dans un petit cocon fragile, bientôt prêt à déployer ses ailes, comme vous.
But also in dealing with this grief and the trauma of the teacher who's killed herself. So it's very profound in many ways in terms of human nature, friendship, children, education, grief, all those kinds of things.
My feeling was there's a lot about the relationship between the teacher and the children and how he establishes trust. He uses old-fashioned methods with these children, which are put into question, into discussion, initially by the children themselves and also by his immediate environment. But the trust does build, and he does seem to have a wonderful relationship with these children in the end. Do you think there's a poke at modern educational theories and the way children are taught today?
Well, yes, there's some other characters in the film. At the primary school, he's one of only three men on the staff. One's the caretaker, and the other one is the phys ed teacher.
Bien. Ah oui, c'est une féminocratie ici, tu vas voir.
Vous insinuez quoi, là?
Je n'insinue rien.
Depuis ton arrivée, on est 50% plus d'hommes.
The phys ed teacher has some lines about how difficult it is to relate to children, especially in physical education, when they're jumping over a horse or something like that in gymnastics. You're not allowed to touch them, you're not allowed to do this, that and the other. So a lot of those questions, which are contemporary, are raised about pampering, about discipline, how what must be done. So you find out later why he uses the old-fashioned methods, even giving these children dictation from Balzac.
On va faire une petite dictée.
Question de savoir où vous en êtes.
Pour le niveau des dictées, il faudra vous ajuster.
C'est tiré de la peau de chagrin, d'Honoré de Balzac, que vous connaissez sans doute.
On ne faisait jamais de dictée.
Jamais?
Pas Balzac, en tout cas.
Je pensais les
amis. They do say, perhaps you could get another book. And the principal, who's also a very interesting character in the film, she says, no, they're not the best methods. So he actually learns, in a sense, from them. The other thing is, the performance of the two central children, as well as some of the others, is quite extraordinary. How the director got the little boy who at the beginning discovers the teacher hanging, he has a hugely emotional sequence in the classroom at the end. And I was just in admiration of how the boy acted the role and how the director got this feeling from him. But there's a rather largish boy who's picked on by everyone, including the central boy, and he's a refugee from Chile. But the way that boy acted is memorable. They were very rounded characters, about half a dozen of the children in the class.
Hey, j'ai vu des photos d'Alger sur Internet. C'est blanc et bleu, hein?
C'est pour ça qu'on appelle Alger la Blanche.
Ici, c'est plus Montréal, la Slotch.
So it was not just the teacher, principal and the other teachers, but the characterisation of the children.
Peter, why would Cygnus have chosen this film? What motivation would they have had to give it an award?
We always go basically how a film dramatises basic human values. That in our ecumenical awards, in our interfaith awards, that's something that we can all agree on. And that's what we look for. And the affirmation of life in this film, I think, is excellent. And the dramatising of the teacher in his own life, and there are a couple of scenes where he's questioned about, his refugee status and becoming a citizen, so...
Mais expliquez-nous, on n'est plus dans les années 90, c'est revenu à la normale en Algérie.
Rien n'est jamais tout à fait normal en Algérie.
Those scenes, are striking, and really that whole thing about how to handle the grief and the trauma. Actually, at one stage, one of the children asks whether the children are the ones who are traumatized by the death, or is it the parents in their anxiety?
Vous êtes pas d'ici, forcément il y a des nuances qui vous échappent. Après ça, c'est sûr que on préfère que vous contentiez d'enseigner et non pas d'éduquer notre fille.
So it's those kinds of questions in a film that's, so well made that really, I think, make it a standout. So at that kind of, range of international jurors, this is what they pick out and want to affirm.